Welcome to Holding Center, a podcast created to help you own and hold center stage, not only on show day, but also in your life. I'm your host, Ashley Markham, owner of Myo Strength, and joined with me is my co-host, Ashley Spoker, owner of B&B Fit. Let's hold center. Yo, Spilks, what's going on?
What is up? Happy belated Easter.
Happy April Fools as well.
Oh, yeah. I don't believe in April Fools.
I don't either. Like, I don't get it. But I did make some memes today. So there was that.
I never really celebrated it growing up. Like, you know, like, people are like, oh, like, their families always did, like, a lot of, like, pranks and stuff. But I don't know. We didn't. Like, I don't know. I never did a prank on anybody. Like, so where I went to high school was a lot of trashy people, and everyone did that whole, like, I'm pregnant with your baby, which is shitty.
Super original.
Dude, yeah. Like, come on. I'm like, we're fucking 14. I'm still playing with my Bratz dolls. What did you text me the other day? What doll was that again?
Betty Spaghetti.
Oh, yeah. I don't know the age range of our listeners, but like, if you guys know what Betty Spaghetti is, then you are cool, in my opinion.
Yeah. Speaking of like aging ourselves, I was talking to Olivia, your athlete, and we were, I said something snarky about like people want to compete so bad they forget to be competitive. And she was like, yes, this. And somehow I got on the topic of layaway. And you know what layaway is, right?
Yeah, like when you couldn't afford Christmas gifts, so you had a fucking, yeah.
Exactly. And I was like, wait a second, Liv, do you even know what the fuck I'm saying? And she's like, yes, I know what layaway is, but she's like a baby. She's like 22, right? Like, and like, I know like between 22 and soon to be 28 is like only 6 years, but like a lot fucking happens in 6 years, especially with like the age of technology. So I was like, do you even know what like Kmart layaway means?
Dude, yeah, I know. Like, honestly, like, I think our generation has, like, grown the or the generation below us, or the generation we're in, whatever, has grown the most, like, over the, I mean, I don't know. I guess I didn't live with anything else. But I think, like, yeah, like, technology-wise and just, like, transition-wise in life, like, how many people work from home, work online, you know, like, all of these different, like, family dynamics are different. Mm-hmm. People aren't having, you know, the two kids and mom and dad at home and one dog, you know?
Yeah.
Things are just so different now, but it's a good different. It's good. We like good different.
Yeah. Speaking of good different, this is like a not anything related to layaway, but did you see that Mike Nassif got on Camp Jansen? Like, congratulations to him. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. I forgot. I didn't forget, but yeah, no, that's awesome. That's really sweet. And I'm getting like really excited, obviously, since like the season's really like starting now, it's taking off. There's going to be a lot of athletes rolling out on stage, which is cool.
Yeah, I'm super, super, super excited.
Which you have your first one of the year coming up this weekend.
Yes, and really honestly, if I'm being honest, like my first one ever. Because like my first prep, it's not that I didn't prep her. It's just like, Tessa's actually ready. You know what I'm saying? And like even the girl that I put on stage first, like, we, you know, I was up front with her. I was like, listen, like you're not going to be ready. But like we'll do what we can. So I am really excited for Tessa because she's like ready.
I'm so excited for you. And I know, remind me again, because I like, obviously I want to support you and be there for you this weekend. She goes on at like 5.
So actually it's very interesting. She sent me this email that the show promoter sent all the athletes, and they're like, hey, for bikini, we're actually moving you up to 4, which I know is only an hour, but that's actually really nice because like, it's going to be a long day for her anyway. So it's like the quicker we can get her on stage, like the quicker she can be like, you know, quote unquote done, because like there can be a lot of anxiety about just like waiting around.
Oh my God, I know. This is in her hometown?
It's close enough. Like she's lives in Oregon, but it's in Vancouver, Washington. So it's like close enough.
She doesn't like travel super far. Okay.
Yeah.
Traveling, I was always like kind of a nuisance, if you ask me.
Yeah, no, I agree. I super
not that, like a nuisance, it's just like packing while during peak week is like annoying.
Yeah, packing. And then also, like, she's also in school, too. It's like, imagine being in college.
No, I can't. Dude, I couldn't do anything in college besides, like, drink Bush Light and...
It was
Fuck.
Rolling Rock for us. Rolling Rock and PBR.
Yeah, no, we did. Yeah, the yeah, Bush Light, dude.
Bush Light, really? Is that
Yeah.
just like, was that like, what school did you go to?
So no, I didn't go to like a regular college, but I went to like my what is it like just like local college, but yeah,
Community
no, just
college.
yeah, just like partying around here is like Bush Light. I actually went to like a Corona phase too,
With
but
the little lime.
yeah, dude, always the little lime.
Nice.
Yeah,
No, I
I
love
mean,
that. I
bougie.
wasn't like, we did like Rolling Rock and Eric, like Rolling Rock and PBR, but like I was a Four Loko girl.
Oh, gross.
I
Yeah, that's
know.
like, but they were
Listen, I
really,
didn't want to, I just wanted to get fucked up. Like that's all it was.
well, yeah, they were cheap and you could get like one of them. I did like Mad Dog 2020 a lot too, which is just like ghetto, but
Did you ever do Edward 40 Hands? Do you know what that
oh my
is?
God. So I personally never did it, but yeah, I like know exactly what it is now.
Eric
Like,
did once.
my God, dude. That's so funny. I'm just thinking about like old college days
Do you
and
ever
parties.
miss that? Like Eric sometimes asks me, he's like, "Do you miss getting drunk and drinking?" And I'm like, "Sometimes yes, 'cause like Eric and I had like really good sex when we were like, you know, fucked up, but like I also don't miss feeling how I felt the next day." Well, like just one, terrible, and then two, it's like also feeling like a hypocrite because I was like going to school for exercise science and yet here I am was getting like schwasted and schwifty just to like, I don't know, fit in. So like sometimes I miss it and sometimes it's like I don't miss who I was in that era. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so the only thing that I miss about it is like I literally lived a fearless life. I had like no responsibilities, did not care. And that's what I miss because well, I mean, it like wasn't good, but like I literally had not a single care in the world. I got into like a lot of trouble and didn't care. And like now that I'm an adult, like I can't be doing those things. So like I miss just being a little shit, to be honest with you.
You miss
Because
being an adult and training wheels.
yeah, literally. But yeah, I don't miss being hungover. I don't miss feeling like shit. I don't miss the people I was hanging around with. I don't miss smoking cigarettes and not being able to breathe when I was on the Stairmaster the next day trying to compensate for that.
Ooh, preach.
Yeah. I
Preach.
don't miss any of that. And I also don't miss the anxiety. I'd feel a horrible anxiety, which, you know, there's a lot of science that goes to show when you drink alcohol the next day, you obviously have like, what do they call it? Like the Sunday, Saturday scary,
Sunday
Sunday scary.
scaries, yeah, dude. Sunday scaries after drinking, bro, that hits the worst.
Your body's like literally going through withdrawals. Like like your little brain neurons are like, holy fuck, like what's going on? Like, you get more anxious the more you drink, even though people are like, oh, it relaxes me. It doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't. Dude, speaking of Sunday scaries, I have not gotten the Sunday scaries ever since Eric started working from home.
Really?
So it's been 2 years since I've had like dread of like the week, because like, you know, when you work from home, you're literally by yourself all day. And when he started working from home, like I didn't dread it anymore because like I wasn't fucking isolated. Because like COVID was obviously the worst, but like even before COVID, it's like still just at home by myself. Yeah, working, but still it's like it can sometimes get really eerie when you're like home alone constantly. So like when he like started working, you know, 5 to 10 feet away, it's like I don't feel like alone anymore, which is like maybe kind of pathetic saying out loud, but like it sucks being home alone constantly.
No, it doesn't, because like as humans, we crave human interaction. It's normal.
Yes.
As mammals, like we just like to be my other fucking mammals, honestly. It doesn't sound weird at all because
Plus, nothing hits other than a lunchtime quickie.
oh yeah, dude. So yeah, like Alex only works 3 days a week, so the other 4 days he's here all the time. So, but yeah, dude, the flexibility. We like that.
Tell me something. What grinds your gears?
Ooh, shit. I
Not
have
from the
a
list. Not from the list, because these are
no,
our
I'm looking at
followers.
the I know. You go first, because I want to think of it, like I want to weed out the two that I'm thinking in my head. What grinds your
What's shit is like the one that's on our list is the one right now where it's like if I see that, immediate unfollow. Like I can't fucking stand it. Like I'm so tired. Like listen, I get
his
in
ass
bodybuilding.
butt kicked.
I'm gonna say my piece, right? Because what we're gonna do here is we're gonna like say what grinds our gears, but then try to play devil's advocate. Because like we're all shits at the end of the day. We each have our own icks. But when you do the look at my hamstring pose and I can see up your fucking colon, you're not like I'm not looking at your hamstrings. I'm looking at your fucking camel toe and your moose knuckles, because that's what's in my face, not your hamstrings. And I'm literally looking into your vagina like a crystal ball, and I don't want to see that. So I will literally unfollow you. I think you have great hamstrings. That's awesome. I don't want to fucking see it. That's my thing.
I just about died when I saw that one. I have like fucking 100 pictures of me, not 100, probably like 5 or 6, from my prep. And I was like, dude, call me out. I was like, put me on fucking blast. Obviously, I was like in 2021. I don't think I've done one since, because you would need like a telescope to see my hamstrings through all
A
my fat right
telescope.
now. Yeah,
God damn.
they're on my off season right now. Even then, I wear Alex's fucking sweatpants to the gym over my leggings half the
Dude,
time.
yeah. Yeah.
And
I wear Alex's sweatpants too.
yeah, at the same time,
At
guys,
the same time, I fit in it. I jump in there with you.
yeah, it's great. A lot of room. Not once we're in that together, but you feel it. Let's see what grinds my gears. Oh,
Hold on. We got to
God.
play devil's advocate though.
Oh,
I
yeah. Okay.
get being proud of your body. 'Cause as bodybuilders, we post our check-in photos, right? But like, to me, there's a line. And here's the deal. Let's even like take a step back from bodybuilding. I know I have the self-awareness to know when I like am dressing up like in a nice dress, I see I got a little cleavage, my boobies are, looking real good, and I'm looking like a snack. I know going in that if I post a picture on Instagram, I am wanting that external validation of, ooh, girl, you're looking good. I know that when I post that picture or post that boomerang or whatever, right? Like, I want people to fawn over me. So it's like, I get that. But at the same time, when it comes to that specific pose where you're bent over and I can see inside your hoo-ha, like, I don't know. For me, there's like, where do we draw the line as people and as athletes when it comes to like showing off our physique and being proud versus just, in my opinion, just being nasty? Like, that's just fucking gross to me.
Well, that's because there's been a shift in bodybuilding, dude. It's a lot of influencers that have now crossed over into bodybuilding, and I think that's the shift where it comes with sexualizing it a little bit much, a little bit more, I should say. But yeah, no, I get it. Like, yeah, I think you should be proud of it, and I think it's like cool to see that you look like an anatomy book, or a picture out of an anatomy book. I think it's
Yeah.
cool. Obviously, I've done and I have pictures of it. I put it on fucking Instagram. The other day to make fun of myself, because like Ash said, like we've all done this shit, right? But yeah, I do think there is a fine line of like, and I think it's like, it's interesting too, because like people will do it multiple times,
Yeah. Like,
multiple
that's
photos.
like their whole personality is the hoo-ha picture.
And it's attention seeking, and it goes back to our previous podcast of triggers and
Yeah.
validation, through other people. But again, we live in a sport where showing our physique off and being judged on it is, what we do. So there's a line, but it gets crossed often, in my opinion. Grinding my gears. So I told Ash this the other day, and it's kind of like a silly one, but I honestly hate when people go and compete and they post their stage shots and they only post like their specifically bikini and
Yeah.
wellness maybe, and they only post their front pose and their transition pose and they don't post their back shot. I don't know why it irks the fuck out of me. It's like, first of all, you're not fooling anyone, because we can all go to npc.com, look up the show, look up your photos. If you're not proud of it, I understand that. And it can be a little bit hard and vulnerable, which I understand. That's the devil's advocate of it. But it's like, come on, just show the whole thing. You worked hard, show it. Let's see it. Like, I don't know. It just annoys the fuck out of me. Like, it's literally like only giving the tip.
Yeah, for me, I actually, that's putting me on blast. And the reason why I didn't like my back shot was because of the insecurity of my hips. It's not that I wasn't lean, because I was lean. I did, like, I got the stage conditioning, but like, I saw that back shot and I saw how like imbalanced my hips were, the asymmetry between left and right. And I was like embarrassed. But like, looking back on it now, that was the truth, like you said, which is
Yeah.
why now I am totally transparent. I'm transparent when I
Yeah.
have my meltdowns, when I am unhappy with something, when I'm happy with something. Like, I am transparent through and through, because once upon a time, I had no idea what to expect as a female athlete in the sport. And I didn't know if what I was feeling in that moment of time was normal. So
Yeah.
thinking about like what I needed as a, as 2019 Ash, first in the sport, like, I wanted to be the woman that I looked up to back then. And sometimes I fuck up. Sometimes, I have my human moments, but like, I try to be as real as I possibly can while still maintaining, like, the professionalism. Sometimes I really fuck that up, but it's like just trying to be a real person, you know?
Yeah, and I get it. And I think like years ago versus now is a little bit harder to be transparent, but like that's the thing. Like, just own it. Like, we're all here. We all struggle. We all go through the same things. Like, just post it, even if like you're not happy. And like, I don't know. I think it just like grinds my gears. And I'm just like, come on. Like, just you. It's not like you went on stage and just didn't hit your fucking back pose. You have to.
I forgot.
Yeah, I just didn't do it. Like, oh my God.
It was
Which,
optional.
yeah, optional. Oh my God. Yeah, so that's mine, but that's probably one of my. I don't know why, it pisses me off. It just does. It just grinds my gears. I'm just like, come on, like, get over it. Like, you already went on stage. That was half the fucking battle. Like,
Yeah.
fuck. And we can all look it up anyways.
And
Whatever.
we do,
Oh
because we're
yeah.
all psychos. We all know that we're like, you know, we could be employed by the FBI at any time with how like balls deep we can find on someone. It's like we can find your stage shots, we can find where you live. Like the internet is a dangerous tool.
It really is, dude. It's kind of scary,
It is.
but
Let's go down on our list. So this is in quotes, bodybuilding coaches who don't follow their own programming or advice they give their clients. Well, that's just like half of Instagram at that point.
dude, honestly, yeah. So I see it all the time. It's like people who, obviously be like, you have to do this, this, and this. And then they're out, partying and drinking and doing all these things that they're telling their clients, like, hey, like if you want to make a healthy life or do this and do that, you shouldn't be doing this. And they're doing it. But one thing I will say, on the devil's advocate for this one, it says bodybuilding coaches who don't follow their own programming or advice they give to their clients. I can understand the advice part. As far as the programming, how do you know what your bodybuilding coach program is? Because at one point, my program was not training for 16 weeks. So it looks like I'm just sitting on my ass not doing something when I'm telling other people to go train, hit it hard, or when I was in a health phase, only training to 3 or 4 RIR. Well, you're telling all your athletes to train till failure. You're telling them they need to go harder in the fucking paint. Well, why aren't you? Why are you training like quote unquote a pussy? So that's my devil's advocate. It's like, yeah, you don't always see the whole entire picture, but I can understand like where this person is actually specifically coming from is probably more so like the advice or what they're preaching is not what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, like in your, but like you, if you were being prescribed RIR, like reps in reserve because of where you're currently at and you're doing that, you're following your programming. There's a
Right.
difference between like having the bullshit facade of, oh, I'm training really hard for Instagram and the media, that camera shuts off and you're like doing pussy sets, or like, you know, you're preaching one thing, but yet like you're not even following your coach's programming. You're not like checking in. Like that for me, that level of like fraud and hypocrite, I like that is like up there with me. I'm like, I just want to like burn it all to the ground.
Yeah, no, I get that. Like, and that's where I think they're coming from. But like, it's one of those things too. It's like, how do you even really know like what's on the other side
Yeah.
versus, yeah, that's my tidbit on that. The next one we have is, so I don't understand this one, maybe because I've never seen it, but it says when people do video content on how dare when someone walks into their frame or behind them while filming in a public gym.
That's
So
a
don't.
Reddit thing. Like, there's a bunch of influencers that will like set up record people and record themselves doing something, and then like a quote unquote Karen will come in being like, "You've been on this machine forever, or you've been holding these dumbbells forever." Like, I think that's where they're coming from, and this definitely seems like a Reddit like gym snark bikini talk type of thing. So I think it's more of like, I think this person is trying to get at privilege of, oh, how dare someone else in the gym try to use the gym.
Okay, yeah, because I was like, I don't really understand. I haven't seen videos like of this or like anything like that. Yeah, so like that makes sense because I was like, I don't understand. Like, so when I'm recording, like, yeah, like people sometimes like accidentally, walk in the frame while I'm filming or whatever it is. But like also too, like I get it. It's kind of like a nuance when people, first of all, let me ask you this, Ash, how tall is your tripod? Do you use a tripod when you record?
I do, and I'll put it higher up if I'm like off overall by myself. But if it's like super crowded, I'll be honest, I might not even record the set, and I'll just like quote unquote take the L and not program how many, like write down how many reps I did, just push myself to failure. 'Cause like it matters, but it doesn't matter that much. 'Cause like I'm still fucking growing, you know what I'm saying? So it's
Right.
like intensity is what grows muscle, not muscle reps. So like that's kind of my thing is like, everyone that goes to my gym pays for the gym membership, much as I do. My thing is be respectful, wipe down your equipment, put away the goddamn dumbbells, and do not be that twat that stacks 45s in front of 25s, fives, and two and a
Oh.
halves. Like, just be like, use your brain and put things back correctly, because it is just so infuriating when people disrespect my second home.
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm surprised that didn't come up on there, like re-racking the weights in like a jank ass way. Because I hate that shit too. Oh man. I didn't even think of that. That fucking pisses me off. That really does. Oh man. But yeah, it's like just total like disrespect. And it's like it is definitely a privilege to be in the gym space and like you are literally coming here and just pissing all over it. And
Yeah,
it's
and I
rude.
can't even play devil's advocate because you're just being a twat at that point.
Yeah.
Like, if you can't re-rack and wipe things down, like, the
And like
devil's advocate be, oh, I don't have time. Then, cut your shit, cut out an exercise or two. Like, that does not excuse you from disrespecting the gym and other people's time too. Like,
yeah, the wiping the thing down is just absolutely fucking nasty. And it's
nasty.
disgusting. And there's like, oh my, it's like not, oh, there's germs. Like, come on. Like, what do you think? Like, your fucking sweat is sterile? It's not. Like, shut up. Oh,
Newsflash.
bro. Yeah. Let's
Oof.
see. What's the next one?
Coaches who
Oh.
don't look at the whole person, just the physique. And I don't know about you, but I feel like this is like maybe an old school type of thing, because I feel like it's more recent that like coaches are actually like looking at the entire person and not just the physique, versus like, before online coaching was really a thing, it was really just about the physique.
Yeah, like my first coach, my check-ins were send my picture and my spreadsheet, and my spreadsheet was just like water, my weight. And I think that was like literally it. Oh, I don't even think I had sleep on there. Oh, maybe it was like my macros. Like each day I had to put in like how
Oh
many.
yeah, I had a sheet like that where it was training, macros, water, weight.
Yeah. And like that was it. And there was like no questions. And like even if I would put something in my email, like, oh, hey, like I'm feeling really shitty, really sore, it was like ignored. Like it was like, nope, okay, like you still look fat, like we gotta cut more. We have 12 weeks to get you on stage, so let's just keep rolling. But yeah, I think it definitely has changed over the years. Is like being more of like personable with your athletes. Like I think who posted, actually, I think Jeffrey Su just posted this, and it was something along the lines of like you will have a client become a friend first before a friend becomes a client of yours. And I was like, damn, that is so true. Like I am pretty close with a lot of my athletes. And it's nice, to be personal because I do care about them as a whole, because caring about them as a whole definitely impacts their physique, right? And you have to know like what's going on in their life, because if you don't, it's just like, okay, like I only care about your physique. Well, you don't know. Like, what if they have like eight kids at home? Like, what if they have like a really high intense job and you're programming 6 days of training, which we wouldn't do anyways. But like, you know what I'm saying? It's like you have to know on some type of level, like, and care for them to make it work. But yeah, I think that's more old school for sure. I don't see it as often.
For sure. Things that grind your gears, people who take up space slash equipment just to talk the entire time they're in the gym.
That's
I
like
feel like
more.
that's like the standard YMCA protocols. That's like the old people shit where they're like,
Do know it's at my gym all the time with like the younger generation right now. Yeah,
what?
there'll be like eight of them standing around like one cable machine or like one squat rack. Yeah,
Are they
I'll, oh
like
my God.
filming, or
No,
they're just, it's like they're just,
hanging out, just all standing there, and I'm like, dude, like we. I'll have to take a picture of it like next time. I'm gonna go like during
yeah, it
Little
sounds
League.
like a gaggle of geese just like hanging out.
It really, oh, that's such a good way to put it. It is. And I can see like why it pisses this person off, because it's like they're literally just like taking up space or the equipment and they're just standing there talking. Like it, my gym, like the one I go to now is like obviously closer to my house, and I switched to this one, and a lot of people have switched to this one because it's newer and it's ran by someone who actually is a NPC men's physique competitor. So it's like bodybuilding. It's
Shit,
actually
pop
pretty
off.
cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool. He's pretty cool, but it's just so many people in there, and they will all stand around like one bench, have all of the dumbbells pulled out by it, but like there's eight of them just like talking. Nobody's actually doing a working set. I'm like, or they'll be like,
Nobody's even working.
yeah, it's like so weird. It's like it literally is like a social event. And I'm like, oh man. I'm like, and then I'm like, are all eight of you guys gonna do like a set on this chest press machine or fly machine that I need to use? Like, do I have to like factor in eight of you, or like is just one person going to work and I can work in that? Like, what's going on? Because I don't have all day. Like, tell me. But yeah, it is frustrating, especially like I hate waiting for shit. I do. I get
Yeah,
annoyed.
I think we should instill it can't be a rule because like people don't follow rules. People don't follow laws either, but laws have like some ingrained level of consequence, right? I think there should be like a universal gym law. We can get the police on this. The popo can help us out. Here's the only thing that I will ask when it comes to gym etiquette. Re-rack the dumbbells and the plates where they come from. In the right order, making sure that we don't put 45s in front of 2.5s. We wipe down the equipment. We wash our hands when we go potty. And for the love of Christ, I don't care what you wear at the gym. I don't care if it has profanities, if it's a stringer, if it's like a Lululemon matching crop top. For the love of God, wear some fucking deodorant. That is the only thing I will ask. And like, it is very simple, it is just common decency. Be hygienic, you know, be hygienic and be respectful.
Just keep a little deodorant thing in your bag, dude. Like a little travel one. Put it in your gym
I'm
bag.
not saying I need it because I wear deodorant before I go to the gym, but I'm
No,
saying
but
like
I'm just saying, like
some of y'all stank.
sometimes I forget to put it on, and that's why I keep one in my bag because I'm running out of the door. So I'm like,
Also
oh,
good. Yeah.
yeah, and I don't want to be stinky. But yeah, no,
Exactly.
it's gross. It ruins everyone else's time because you're smelling that and you can't fucking breathe, to be
Dude, there's
honest
a
with you.
difference between like, you know, sweat and like rank. And when you're in the gym, you're like not stank, you're rank because you're working out.
Bro, yeah.
Like own the rank, but just fucking just put some shit in your pits. You know what I'm saying?
Put some shit in your
Just
pits.
put some shit in your pits. I will literally, I will fucking, my tax dollars, my 40% that goes to the IRS, I will gladly donate some money for like some antiperspirant. Gladly.
Yeah, no. Yeah, we'll start a fund for you guys. Don't worry.
That's right.
So the next one that really grinds our followers' gears is I'm afraid to get bulky. They don't understand how hard you have to work. It's no accident. So essentially to grow, but like you're scared to put on fucking weight, which devil's advocate can be kind of hard to see, but like also too, like you're not gonna get any fucking better. And these are the people that me and you have consistently talked about where they consistently stay lean, they consistently get on stage year after year, they look like shit. They're not, you know, placing at nationals, they're not achieving their goal of becoming pro. They constantly have health problems. Yeah, like it's fucking hard. So, like, you know, this person that says like they don't understand how hard it is, you have to work and you have to get very, very comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yeah, and I think this is like more so division specific, more in my opinion aimed at bikini. And maybe it's just because I am a bikini athlete and more immersed in the culture versus like being wellness, being figure, because I everyone struggles or every division struggles with body dysmorphia to some extent. But I think bikini, because it requires a lower threshold of muscle, some girls use it to validate their fucking anorexia. Because I know I did when I first started bodybuilding. It was like an excuse to get even skinnier. And like it pisses me off because now I love being an athlete. I love being a bodybuilder. I love competing in bikini. Even though like I wish I could be bigger. I wish I could quote unquote get bulkier, but it's not necessarily like in my best interest to be that like bigger girl in terms of like what I can add on to my frame in like a healthy-ish way. For lack of a better word, but like it's just so frustrating where it's like bodybuilding is about the shape of the muscles, and people get so overwhelmed with, oh my God, I'm gonna get fat, that like you don't even know what fat is. I know what fucking fat is, and like I am balls deep in my off season, and I'm not even touching the level of fucking fat that I was when I was actually fat.
Right. And I think like because it's like a I don't know if people use bodybuilding, like you said, to like cover their anorexia or like as another way to get into like or another excuse for like diet culture, you know what I'm saying? And that it's like they're addicted to obviously just being like lean, but like
Yeah.
this is like a sport, dude. Like you have to have both sides of it. So I can see why it pisses people off because it's annoying. It really is. It's like and then they complain, like I'm never getting better, I'm never placing first, like I look the same. It's like, well, no shit,
Or
dude.
you look worse. Yeah.
Oh yeah, you get like real stringy. Yeah,
Yeah.
your muscles start.
I'm gonna skip the next one because again, it's just like dropping dumbbells at the gym. Like just be respectful. Just be respectful. This one was at both of us.
Oh,
Can't take a rest day because we have to train 7 days a week.
that was me. And this, it goes into the next one too, which is like coaches who program active rest days and have you doing a ton of cardio or steps on those days.
Outside of prep. Outside of prep, yeah. Like, I don't, big red flag for sure.
Like I had that and it was like I trained like 6 days a week and I had one active rest day and it was like I think I was doing HIIT on my active rest day, HIIT
So you're
cardio.
really active then. You weren't resting for shit.
Dude, yeah, I know. And it, yeah, like I mean it definitely grinds my gears to see that now because I'm like now I know that I'm like that is not doing anything. It's detrimental to your health, to your gains. But back then, like by back then, I mean like 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Yeah, I was training 7 fucking days a week. Like I thought, like, oh yeah, like I can't take a rest day. Like, and I didn't even think it was like addicted to like any type of like negative output, but like it is, right? Like I was just like, no, I'm super healthy. I have all this energy. I can work out 7 days a week. I'm fucking elite. I'm better than everybody. And now it grinds my gear. It like grinds my gears when I see people that are still doing like 5 or 6 days a week, which I know is like five isn't even like all that uncommon, but like I do three right now and like fucking I like I'm like fuck if I had a fourth day put back in there, I'd hate it. Not really, but still just like that's a lot. But yeah, like it is annoying because like then like I also think too, it makes people feel shitty when they can't do that much too sometimes.
Yeah, for sure. And like to play devil's advocate, it's like I do cardio every single day. That's just what Austin has me program. But I'm not doing HIIT cardio or cardio on the Stairmaster for crying out loud. I am walking on the treadmill at an incline of 4%, 3 miles an hour. And keep in mind, I'm 5'7", 5 foot of it femur. So like the 3 miles an hour is not fast for me. It's just like it is a slow intensity, steady state cardio. That's all it is, right? And it's good for me to have that cardiovascular health. It's good for me to have that insulin sensitivity. There's a purpose to it. But also, I want to talk about the mindset about not being able to set still, because it's not inherently wrong to be active 7 days a week, because clearly I am, and I have made the best progress I've ever made. I'm not doing it to torture myself or mutilate myself or punish myself. I'm doing it because there is a purpose to reach my end goal. And it's not causing me negative biofeedback. It's not causing me to lose sleep, to be detrimental to my training performance, to be detrimental to anything else. It is actually helping me. So there's like the devil's advocate of, well, you can be active 7 days a week, but what is the context?
Yeah, I wonder if that was directed at you right now when you're like every damn day because you post that and then walking on your treadmill.
True. Maybe, but it's like 2019 Ash, I could not, right? Like I literally could not. I would throw a fit doing 20, 30,000 steps a day. But like if Austin was like, when Austin is going to be like, hey, in prep, we probably need to like deload or take a few rest days. Like, yeah, it sucks to be out of the gym because I do enjoy training. But if my coach is telling me, someone who understands objectively what I need to do to be my best and reach my goals is telling me to do something, I'm going to do it because he has my best interests at heart always.
Yeah, I mean, that's the purpose of the coach, right?
Okay.
So this next one sends me, literally pisses me off. Oh my God, I'm like heated. I have my hands are sweating right now talking about it, to be honest with you.
She's literally heated.
Oh my God, I'm just like, so dumbbell rows over the dumbbell rack.
Oh, so
I
like
can't.
you're holding on, rowing?
Yes. Like where all the dumbbells are kept. And someone you go up there and you pull the 60-pound dumbbell off or whatever that you can't fucking row, and you just hold on to the fucking rack and you're rowing right then and there. When people are trying to take weights off, put weights back, I'm like, oh, it pisses me off. And I actually, the Planet Fitness by my house has like yellow tape around it, and it's like you can't be within inside the yellow tape.
That's such a
I feel
Planet Fitness thing to do.
But it works. It's so smart. Like people like actually pick up their weights and then go stand behind the yellow line that's like 3 feet away from the fucking rack. Because otherwise, people are standing there. And maybe you're one of those people that do it, but like I can't. Especially like, oh, it never fucking fails. I'll be doing like dumbbell RDLs, right? With, like 50s or 60s. And I'll be walking back up with my fucking dumbbells, trying to get them on the fucking rack after I just did a huge fucking set. I'm fucking tired. And then there's someone's like, looks over their shoulder, sees me coming, and then starts fucking rowing every time. It never fucking fails. I'm like, are you, where did you think I was gonna set these? Did you
At your feet as an offering.
Yeah, okay, Jesus. I was like, yeah, no. Oh, it sends me. It makes me so mad, and I don't know why.
Yeah,
I think it's
it's
just
because
I,
it's first
it's
person
really
syndrome.
it, well, yeah, like you said, I think it goes back to like the gym and just like having respect for the gym and others while you're there.
Yeah.
Like, I never lift right in front of like anyone's machine or like right in front of the dumbbell rack, or like if I don't know, has this ever happened to you too? Is like where someone's like using a bench, or you're using a bench, and then someone comes and stands literally right on top of you, and you're like, what the fuck?
If it
Or they
gets
just stay.
crowded, like I try to have the benefit of the doubt because, like, some people are just fucking rude, but some people are also unself-aware. And, like, you and I have a lot of like self-awareness, and other people don't have that gift. They haven't taken time to nurture that. So it's like they're not trying to be hostile. It's just kind of like, you know, when like you're a fucking kid, right? And you're middle of the grocery store aisle, like right smack dab in the middle. Your kid,
Oh,
your
yeah.
mom will like pull you, honey, we need to stand to the right side, right? It's like a kid doesn't know any better. So some adults just don't know any better yet. So it's like there's like the devil's advocate, but I want to do another devil's advocate. If you're a big boy rowing 120 pound dumbbells, okay, one, that's impressive as shit. Two, I'm not doing that because I'm not a big boy. But three, I can understand from a central nervous system perspective, how taking the 120 pound dumbbell, which is still heavy, over to a bench would cause
Yeah.
a lot of unnecessary fatigue. So, to mitigate that, doing a dumbbell row over the dumbbell rack could be warranted. But those bigger dumbbells are also usually to the side. So, they're not
Yeah.
like right with like the 20s and the 40s, like the more the pussy weights that we're using. So, there's my devil's advocate there, but I agree. I think it's just like be respectful. Be aware of your surroundings.
Yeah. And I mean, it goes to the next one too. Someone put taking up the squat rack by doing the barbell rows inside the rack.
Oh, I do barbell rows in the squat rack, especially if it's not busy, because like it's a fucking barbell.
Oh, yeah.
And it's being like when you're using the rack to load the barbell, like this is someone from like a bikini competitor that can only dumbbell row 20 pounds. So it's like if you're rowing heavy stuff, I can definitely see why you would want to be rowing in like a squat rack.
Do you use the squat rack for, do you barbell RDLs?
No, I can't do dumb barbell RDLs. I use the
So,
Pit Shark.
oh yeah. So I've used the squat rack. I obviously bring the barbell to the outside of the rack. Like I'm not actually standing inside of it, but I'm fucking using it
Yeah.
for the same reason of like the central nervous fatigue. I'm not trying to carry a whole ass fucking thing, but I can see how it can kind of be annoying if someone's like wants to just squat and there's only two squat racks, but like also too, like I've used a squat rack for other things than just actually squatting because I
Yeah, like
think
if you're bicep curling in a squat rack, fuck off. But like if you're doing
can
a
do that.
dumbbell bent over row, an RDL, squat, whatever, like to me, that's not a big issue. Again, I can understand if you're like squatting or wanting to squat and you can't because someone's taking that, but like this is where you can just have like a fucking conversation, be like, hey man, how many sets you have left? Like sometimes people forget the headphones come out of the ear holes and you can like
Yeah.
talk English words in a sentence and ask people and communicate. Like sometimes that is like so slept on. It's like, how many more sets or can I work in or blah, 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 blah,
Oh yeah, I have no issue working in with people or people working in with
Oh.
me. Yeah, dude, like I gotta rest anyways. Like, might as well. Like, fuck, I get it. This one, I might skip. We can go back to the next one, but I really want to talk about this one. Competing in wellness just because you hold a lot of fat in your lower body.
Or just competing in wellness because you're just fat.
Dude. Yeah. So yeah, this grinds my gears too. It's like you didn't get lean enough. You think you have more muscle in your legs. So when essentially it is just a lot of fat. I see it so often. I see a lot at, so where I'm from, we have like two big natural, Jesus Christ, I can't talk, natural shows. So I see a lot of fat bikini is what I'm gonna call it, and I don't really fucking care. So if you're offended by me saying that, if you listen to this, then you probably are fat bikini. But that's what I mean. People be like, oh yeah, like I'm just gonna do wellness because my legs are really, really big. It's like if you are actually at the level of leanness that you need to fucking be at, first of all, one, you're not gonna be natural in wellness. I'm sorry. Like it's very, very fucking hard to be natural and wellness. It's now it's even hard to be natural in bikini to be competitive, if you ask me. There's like that, you know, someone's gonna be like, well, there's like that 1% of someone who has really good genetics. Yeah, it's not fucking you. Okay. So like okay, apparently I'm heated about this one too. Grind my gears. But yeah, most of the time, like honestly, like I don't know. I don't even know the devil's advocate for this one. I really don't. Like, I don't.
Inexperience, maybe delusion. I
Delulu, yeah.
Delulu. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, man. We'll come back to the one that you want to like really roast. We can end on that one because that's a heater. I don't really get the next one, so I'm gonna skip it unless you can translate. But I'm gonna go to the next one where it says when someone becomes an IFBB pro and suddenly believes they are capable of coaching others.
Yep. I see this all the time.
Oh my God. Like, here's the deal. There are some coaches that put killers on stage that have never once competed.
Yeah.
There are also people that are IFBB pros that put donuts on stage. Like, there you can make an argument and you can support your claim any way you want to spin it. But if you're going to be a coach, you need to learn how to coach your athlete. And to the best of your ability, you need to understand the mental side, the physiology side, and then especially if you're coaching enhanced athletes, the drug side of the mechanism of actions of the drugs. And in my opinion, you don't need to necessarily be an athlete to be a good coach. Like, you don't. Like, do I think you would benefit from learning the struggle of what it's like to be like dick skin lean? 100%. But that, in my opinion, does not impact your ability to coach.
No, I agree. And like obviously too, at some point, like a lot of coaches stop competing. You want to be top level, right? But I do think it is important to know and have that experience of going through like what a prep feels like mentally, physically, emotionally. But yeah, honestly, like there are a lot of people that will like become an IFBB pro that like their job was like, I don't know, like being an English teacher. And then all of a sudden they become a pro and they're like, yeah, I'm coaching people now. And there's a real big difference of like knowing your own body versus knowing and learning somebody else's. It's very, very different.
Yeah, and those people, they're not coaches, they're thieves. Like, let's just
Yeah.
call it what it is. They're just taking their coach's programming and they are putting it on their athletes. It's going to be the same damn meal plan, same damn macros, same training. That's why we have bikini girls training 6 days a week doing shoulder shrugs and fucking wrist movements. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, that's all it is. It's not coaching, it's thievery.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, it's, I don't know. Maybe it's for clout, for status to make you feel good, but like you have no idea what the fuck you're doing. Grinding the gears. Okay, so this next one, when someone wasn't lean enough for their show or didn't place well and make sure to state how they were natural and that's why they lost. Oh, I can see how that's annoying.
Yeah, this would piss me off only because, like, y'all, when I first competed, I was fucking natural and vegan, and I got lean. Like, so don't at me for the fact that you're natural and can't get shredded because, like, for fuck's sake, tofu and TVP were my protein source, and I still got lean.
I mean, a lot of people don't believe me when I say like my last prep I was natural. Like the only thing I took was creatine. I did not take a single fat burner. I didn't do anything. I literally was that fucking lean, but I also got an autoimmune disorder, to be honest with you.
Well, I didn't, so, and I didn't take any shit. I took ashwagandha.
Oh, I
Ooh.
didn't do that. Yeah, but no, that'll do it. You're suppressing that cortisol. That's why.
That's
That's what.
right. Oh
Yeah.
my God. It's just like it might as well just be Tren, just suppressing that
Honestly,
cortisol.
yeah, you can sub those out. Ashwagandha and Tren. Yeah, they work the same. Yeah.
Trenwagandha.
Wakanda. Oh my God. Someone's gonna name their kid that next. That's like
Just
something.
credit me. That's all I ask.
Credit this podcast. Yeah, thanks.
That's right.
But yeah, no, I hear that all the time. People are like, oh, well, I was natural. Or another one that I've heard too is like, oh, well, I was on birth control. That's why I couldn't get lean. That's
The whole
why.
high horse of, oh, I was natural for my show. I don't get it. I don't get the holier than thou approach to being natural. Like,
Dude, it's like rare to even find a natural athlete anymore, if you
it's
ask
just like,
me.
who cares? Like, congratulations. You did something. Like, I guess I don't see the pride Because, like, okay, I could see, okay, look, devil's advocate here. If you were in a drug tested sport, yes, sure. Especially if you were like natural, like when you were natural, but like the IFBB, FBC, not drug tested. Now, do they promote and do they like the fact that their athletes use drugs? I mean, I could see a case for no because they're illegal, they're substance class three, but also it's a fucking business. And, you know, Derek Lunsford is a mass monster. He's huge, brings them in a lot of money. So, like, I don't know. I don't know. Like, it's just like for me, it doesn't really matter. I've competed natural and then I'm going to compete enhanced. And it's like to me, I'm just proud to be a fucking bodybuilder at the end of the day. I don't really care.
Like that's like another thing too is like just stay in your fucking lane. Like who cares if the person next to you is on gear or not? Like, you know, you make a decision of like if you want to cross that bridge or if you don't. Like, you know, everyone has their own opinion, everyone has their own view on it. And it's like whatever, you know. And if you don't want to, if you want to stay natural and you want to stack up against other natural people, then there's other federations that you should fucking compete in. And don't be like, oh, well, the reason I lost that NPC show was because I was natural. Well, cool. Like the person who is enhanced is not getting penalized because it doesn't fucking matter. Like, you know, it's not
Ooh,
like,
that's that was good. Ooh.
yeah, like it doesn't. Like, who cares? Like, that's if you want to go into the show being natural, knowing that you're going to be up against enhanced people, then so be it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's your fucking choice. You have that freedom.
And plus, like, honestly, nobody gives a shit. Like, if
And
you want to
don't.
give a shit, that's fine, but I'm not gonna give a shit.
Yeah, and don't be like, well, that's why I lost because I wasn't enhanced. You made that choice not to be enhanced. Okay, done.
Yeah.
Like, okay, move on. Like, who cares? The
That's right. That's
person next
right.
to you, like, I'm bringing my fucking best, so I'm enhanced. Like, get over it. But
So this
let's
one I
see.
don't get.
I don't
Competing
either.
true novice in multiple shows. Like, is it, I mean, I don't know how they fact check, granted, but like if it's honestly the honor system of, oh, hey, have you ever competed before? Then like I could definitely see the justification of why this grinds someone's gears. But like for me, how it's so costly to constantly pay for other divisions and other classes. So like I couldn't see someone unless they just really fucking sucked and they needed that external validation to
Wow.
tromp actual true novice competitors. But I personally have never seen this. I've never even heard of this.
So like this was someone sent this to me or filled it out on my box and I sent it to Ash and I was like, does this happen? Like I didn't even think of it. Like, I don't know. I just thought like once you do like you said, like it's kind of like an honor system, like you just do true novice. Like, why would you want, I guess like in my opinion, like why would I want to go up against first timers again? Like I'm not a first timer, like it just doesn't.
You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of like a second grader like bullying the shit out of a kindergartner or like a preschooler
Oh,
just
like
to feel like a big boy on campus. That's what it reminds me of.
right. Like it's like a second grader being like, do you know what supercalifragilisticexpialidocious is? And the
Can you
kindergartner's like,
even write in cursive? It's
right. And the kindergartner's like, I can say the color blue.
just like holding like a turd that it just like shat out of its drawers.
It's like, no, but look at this. Yeah, that's exactly what it, that's so funny. It's like, can you write in cursive? No, but I pooped in the toilet today and got an M&M.
And got an M&M. Hey, turds in their hand, M&M's in the toilet. God damn it. This one I'm going to disagree with. Competing in multiple divisions. Like, I, devil's advocate, I get what they're saying from, but like, if you're a first timer and you're just trying to see and get judges' feedback, I have no problem as a first time athlete. Like, maybe you're an in between figure in bikini. Like, maybe you just kind of don't know about what poses you like yet, or your presentation, or maybe you just want to see like where your personality shines the best. Because I'm sure we all can agree, bikini personality and figure personality are entirely different, and that's totally okay. So like, this doesn't grind my gears. I actually really like when athletes do this so they can grow into who they want to be.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm like a, for me, I'm a all eggs in one basket kind of person, but I can see where you're like, yeah, find out like where you want to fit in. But like for me, I know personally like where I fit in. And like, I think you have to, I think also too, you have to like figure out like what you like you said, like, and then once you figure that out, then I think you should kind of be like, I'm not going to keep going in every show doing every division.
Yeah, that's expensive. And then like to me, again, that's again the second grader kindergarten mentality where it's like if you're clearly one like one division, but yet you're just kind of like doing the like shotgun of the bird shot approach and just trying to like win trophies. It's like,
Yeah.
I think it's kind of shitty, but devil's advocate, then someone should be better and beat them. Kind of like the
Right.
whole Ashley Cultswalzer thing. I probably butchered her last name, but like people were getting their bowels in uproar that she kept competing and winning and taking O qualifications from other athletes. And it's like, well, fucking beat her then. Like that's the whole point. It's a sport. Like not everyone gets a trophy.
Yeah. Like, what is she supposed to do? Just back down because, and like let somebody else win? No. Like,
Yeah.
I would keep showing up and winning. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like in my mind, like if I was that athlete that kept showing up in second, I would be like, let's go. I was like, what show is she competing in?
Oh,
Because
dude, like,
I'm
let's
like,
fucking go. Like, that would be like your Batman to your Joker.
literally, like, oh, she's not doing this one. I'm not doing that one. Like, what one are you doing? Because I'm going to fucking beat you. Like, that would be motivation for me. Like, that's how I would view it. Like,
Agreed.
don't be like a sourpuss. Like you said, like someone's better. Like, don't you want to be better? Bring it.
Yeah.
Fucking. Wearing hair down at the gym. I do that. That's all I'm gonna say about that one. I
I
don't know.
don't only because, like, especially in Charleston, it gets swampy. So it's
Yeah.
like, for me, like, I have this ick with my hair, and that wet hair makes me gag. So, like, if I'm
Yeah.
like, so for me, I'll bun it or mom clip it all day.
Yeah, I just like for me, like grinding the gears on that one, like I don't notice anyone else at the gym, so I don't even know if someone's hair's up or down, to be honest
Maybe
with you.
the grinding of the gears is they want to be like picture perfect ready, kind of like
Oh.
doing your makeup and your hair to like do like gym influencer shit and how that would be annoying. But like, if a girl is like, kicking herself on the cooter and like going like hard on a piece of a machine and she's like having her hair down, I'm not gonna like text Ash and be like, guess what cunt I saw at the gym. Like, no, like she's getting after it. Who cares if her hair's up or down? But like, yeah, if she's like hardly breaking a sweat and she's taking up multiple pieces of equipment and being disrespectful, like, okay, I can see why that's annoying.
Yeah, like most of the time my hair's down because I can't, like, it's so heavy for me to be in a bun. So when I am going hard, it's flopping around, and like that pisses me off more than if it was just down. The next one, I like this one actually. What really grinds their gears is when competitive bodybuilders never post a regular progress picture or a straight photo.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I could see it. Like, it goes back to that, being, pretty much like raw, unfiltered, showing the not so glam side of it. So, yeah, I can see it. And it creates, a little bit of falseness to people that you're following, that you're looking up to, that, like, it is, like we've talked about, bodybuilding. It is a sport where it's, you have to grow. And some people will only post prep photos, photos when they're lean. They won't show, these regular progressive photos, these off season, or a straight on photo. They're always angled. And it's always their best angle, not just any angle. So I can see why it grinds your gears, because it's like it. And I think it also too, though, it goes into that own person who submitted this or wrote this, is like, it can fuel insecurities, I think, in my opinion. So I
Yeah,
get
that's
it.
why I think it's really good to make sure that you're following the people that are real and show you like what it's like to day in and day out, like every damn day type of stuff. Like, I get how it can be repetitive and maybe that annoys you, but like, I'll use myself in this example. I'm very real with my progress photos. Like, I'm not going to be like using Facetune to like cinch in my waist or anything like that. Like, you see the body fat come on when I'm in my off season, and you see the body fat come off when I'm in my cleanup phases and eventually prep. It's like, that's just what bodybuilding is. And I would much rather highlight the bodybuilding journey and be honest about what it's like to actually grow, to train really fucking hard, to eat a bunch of food, especially as a female athlete. Because if you're doing bodybuilding right, I would say 90% of your journey, 80% of your journey should be in the off season.
Yeah, I agree, because I mean, you spend more time in the off season than in the your actual prep phase, but whatever, I mean,
Yeah.
I can't control what everyone's going to post on the internet, but I wish I could. One thing me and Ash are always saying is like, nobody asked us, but
They
here's
should.
one. Yeah, they should. They really fucking should. The last one we have that really grinds your gears, which I think, yeah, I oh
This
God.
one kills me.
Coaches with God complexes, and then in parentheses they put not directed at you. This was submitted to me, and I like sent it over to Ash. I was like, but I am God. I'm just kidding, guys. Seriously, I'm not. April Fools, April Fools.
And she goes, April Fools.
Yeah. But yeah, I think this is drives a lot of people's ego when they become a coach.
You
And I also,
become in a source of power and like all bets are off, man.
and I get it, it grinds your gears, it's kind of annoying, but also too, like the devil's advocate is like, don't hire that coach, doesn't have to be your coach, and what they're doing shouldn't bother you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, yeah, it's annoying, it's shitty, and it's like, cool. Well, guess what? You can put their Instagram on mute, you can not follow them, you can block them, and you don't have to hire them, and that's the end of it. But
That's something that grinds my gears is people will bitch about poor coaching, yet continue to invest their hard-earned dollars into shit coaches. It's like, what are you doing? Like, you don't like this coach, this person, this mentality, yet you continue to pay them. And bitching about something without actually changing them does not change your situation. It does not. There's a difference between like venting and changing versus bitching and staying the same. That's something that grinds my gears. Ooh, that was a raw one. That just came out of nowhere.
but I wonder if people think that they're stuck in that situation because of like the God, like it's like gaslighting, like you know what I'm saying? And it's like
I mean, yeah,
they're
they're stuck in the wheel. They are. They're stuck in the wheel, but it's like it's literally it's a contract. It is someone that your coach works for you.
oh, I see
Okay?
that all
You pay
the time.
them money and they provide you with a service. If you are unhappy with the service, first, talk to them about it. Like, again, we're people. We fuck up. We just have a conversation. But if nothing changes, nothing changes. Right. And look at their track record. Like, I think that's really important too. So I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm starting to sweat too. I'm getting heated.
Yeah, so grinding the gears. I think that was really good. I mean, that was like most, that was all we had. I don't know if there was any other
There
ones
was
that came.
one more. There was one more that you wanted to like start venting on. So I'm gonna let you take it away.
Which one was that? Oh, people who compete for followers and then their social media following. So yeah, this kind of grinds my gears just because it's been something that we've seen a shift in over probably the last, I don't know, I would say maybe like 2 to 3 years in the bodybuilding community. Yeah, so it definitely became very heavily saturated with influencers, with just people trying to, I don't know, like it says, gain followers, get their social media, which it, I mean, it's true. It's honestly true. But like also too, like I guess it depends on like what your like your reasoning for competing. Like, are these people actually competing like just because they want followers, just because they want clout, just because they need an ego boost, just because they think social media matters? But like I said, like I mean, yeah, like in the last couple of years, we have seen a lot of more influencers. It's become more of a trend, more of a fad, which I think will die out soon. I think a lot of these people are competing. They're not competing again because they realize that this lifestyle is hard, it's difficult, it's triggering, it's testing for them. So I'm curious to see maybe in the next couple of years if there's a fall off, if it's not as popular as it is right now. But I think this person, when they said that, you know, people who compete for followers and their social media following is, I mean, yeah, you're in it for the wrong reasons. Like, it's annoying, it's frustrating. And I think also too, it just, and then I think it makes it annoys me too, because I think it brings the wrong type of clients to me and to you. And I'm sure you see it. People be like, I want to compete, I want to do that. And it's like, yeah, but like, why
Like
do
the
you want?
bucket listers.
Well, yeah, it's either the bucket listers or they want to compete, because I've even had people, and I know you have too. It's like, I want to look like this girl on social media. Ooh, don't send me that shit. One, you're a 55-year-old postmenopausal person sending me a 19-year-old fitness influencer.
Like, we're coaches, not plastic surgeons. Like, come on,
No.
guys.
You've had 27 kids. Like, I like, we're not gonna look like that. Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm like, I'm sorry. And like, that's what, like, it is frustrating as like, you know, on the coaching side of stuff, because it's like, it does create a lot of, you know, false hope for people. People are just oversaturating this community for the wrong reasons. And then it's, I think when people come to us and they're like, oh, well, I want to compete. Well, why do you want to compete? Well, I just want to look this way. And it's like, oh, man, like I feel bad for you because mentally you're not in a spot to take on this lifestyle. And then it's essentially setting yourself up for failure. You're not, you want to be accepted by your peers. You think doing this is going to accept you by your peers. It's not. It's going to expose, you know, maybe body dysmorphia, eating disorders, things like that, that are really going to pull out, that come to the surface, that you have to work through in order to be successful in this sport.
Yeah, I agree with you, especially like the whole like just social media thing. And bodybuilding is it's a very unique sport. And Eric and I like get into really nice deep discussions. Cause like whenever I'm listening to the Real Bodybuilding podcast, and Fuad's like bodybuilding is a unique sport, and Eric will be like, no, it's not, just like any other sport. And I'm like, one, Fuad can't hear you. And two, like it is unique in the way that it requires athleticism. It requires a level of art with the posing and presentation, and it requires the level of actually being an athlete. Like you have to look athletic and you have to be athletic and you have to present your athleticism in a different way. Like obviously fitness is its own fucking thing, but like what sport requires you to be on it 365? It also look like it. You know what I'm saying? Because like obviously you're a swimmer or are a tennis player, but like no one's like, oh, I want to be Serena Williams, and they immediately like go balls deep into tennis for a year and then quit. But bodybuilding, there's a lower barrier to entry, and they're like, oh, I see like my favorite IFBB bikini pro, I want to do that, and they just like go balls deep in. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, like, I think you put a really, really good point out there about like looking and like actually, like looking athletic all of the time and being athletic. Like the first thing that came to mind is like a linebacker for football. Like they don't look athletic. They're just big. They're just huge, but they are athletic, right? Versus like we have to be both, and at times it's hard to be both, right? So yeah, I think that was like a really good, really, really good point and eye opener, because it is a very unique sport. And it also too not only requires like the certain, art for posing, but like it requires a huge lifestyle shift. Like your whole life has to change and be very detailed, I should say, for this sport
Yeah,
versus.
I think it's so difficult because like what couch warrior watching the Super Bowl sees a quarterback and is like, I want to do that. And they completely change their life and they want to join the NFL. Like chances are that's too late for them. But like the nice thing about bodybuilding is we obviously have like masters divisions and stuff like that. But like people see the look of stage and they're like, oh, they're that like that year round. And no, we're not. I mean, some of us are, but we shouldn't be, right? Like that's not reality of what it's like to be a bodybuilder, emphasizing the building portion of the body. And the sport, you need to love it day in and day out, or else you get burnt out so quickly. And you like we talked about in a couple episodes ago, where it was like blaming bodybuilding. And it's like bodybuilding didn't do shit to you. You just didn't set boundaries and you didn't like do the things that you should have done to protect yourself. And you're blaming a sport. And it's like the sport didn't do anything to you. And that is something that grinds my gears. It's like just not understanding what it's like to have a heart of a bodybuilder and want to actually do the bodybuilding stuff. You just want to do it for a shiny trophy, to eat 8 crumble cookies after you compete, and to have photos for Instagram. It's like that's
Right.
not fucking bodybuilding.
Yeah. No, it's not. Like I said, like it requires so much more. And like you said, yeah, like I didn't even think about that. Like that's just, I mean, yeah, it's very unique and different and difficult to say the least, but very rewarding too. But yeah, I think the social media following and the people who are doing it for that reason is just not ideal. And they don't, you, I mean, you don't, they don't understand. They don't understand the reality of it.
It's like it's very hard to teach this, right? Because I don't think it's a something it's being a bodybuilder is not like something that you were taught. I don't think it's something that you develop, because I wasn't taught to be the athlete that I am today. Like
Yeah.
I watched people that I looked up to and I saw the character traits that they portrayed, but at the end of the day, I had to adopt those traits myself and grow into the athlete that I wanted to become. But that doesn't happen in a week. This happened over the course of 5 years, and I'll
Right.
still be growing.
Right. Yeah. No, I think, yeah, I think that's a good way to like wrap it up, is like you develop into this person that you are. And I think, yeah, there's a lot of things out there that grind people's gears when it comes to,
Clearly,
bodybuilding.
we're both sweating over here.
Yeah. And I think it's like, I just think it's funny. So like, if any of you guys are like listening to this, like after you get done listening to it, and there's like something on here that we didn't message, like shoot us a DM. I'm just curious to know like what else you guys think that or something that just bothers you guys, because yeah, like there's always things, and there's always things that bother some one person and not the other. And that's why we did like the devil's advocate, because we can kind of see like both sides of it. But I think this is good. I think it was cool, just
Yeah,
to
I think it
see
was
like.
funny too, and it's a nice lighthearted podcast. But we definitely need something that's more like, I don't want to say positive, but something that's on the flip side of like, oh, something like, you remember how Tumblr, do you remember how it was like fuck my life, but there's also like things that give me hope or whatever? Do you know what I'm talking about?
My God, yes,
Yeah, we
Tumblr.
need
Oh my
things
God.
that give me hope podcast.
Yeah. Okay, that's it. We're doing it. Yep. Give me hope. That's funny.
I love it. I love it. All
Well,
right, guys. In the meantime, peace.
adios.